WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keyes. The questions over President Trump's relationship with the convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein continue as Epstein accomplice Ghislaine Maxwell is transferred to a more comfortable prison after meeting with the Justice Department. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
In a statement issued Friday, relatives of Virginia Giuffre, Epstein's most vocal and visible abuse victim, blasted the Trump administration for transferring Maxwell, calling it a horror and outrage and preferential treatment. Earlier this week, Giuffre's family said they feared the president would pardon Maxwell.
The word that comes to mind is it would be an abomination.
The president has not ruled out clemency for Maxwell.
In Montana, a manhunt is underway for a man suspected of killing four people and is considered to be armed and dangerous. Montana Television Network reporter John Amy.
Many locals are shocked that Anaconda is now the victim of a mass shooting.
Well, is what I think about it is the whole country's going goofy.
Yeah.
The whole country. Too many people moved in from other areas. It wasn't this bad 10 years ago.
Now to Gaza, where Ambassador Mike Huckabee and Special Envoy Steve Witkoff visited a controversial aid site run by the U.S. and Israel-backed Gaza Humanitarian Foundation. Palestinians seeking aid have been shot by Israeli forces at some sites. CBS's Deborah Pata is there and says they are desperate and starving.
International experts warned this week that a worst-case scenario, famine, is now playing out in Gaza, where aid has either been blocked or severely restricted since March.
In Russia's silence over President Trump's decision to move two nuclear submarines, the BBC's Steve Rosenberg.
The Russian authorities have yet to react to President Trump's announcement. Morning news bulletins on Russian TV made no mention of it. But online, Russian news outlets were dismissive of the move. One military commentator told Moskovsky Komsomolets that President Trump was throwing a temper tantrum.
The U.S. set the world record in the 4x100 mixed swimming relay at the World Aquatics Championships. The BBC's David Harper.
The Olympic champion Katie Ledecky has taken gold in the 800-meter freestyle final at the World Aquatics Championships. The race in Singapore had been billed as a showdown between the American and the young Canadian Summer McIntosh, who was chasing her fourth title at the event. McIntosh finished third behind the Australian Lani Pallister.
American Gretchen Walsh won the 50-meter butterfly that makes 7 gold medals for the team so far, but Olympic swimming legend Michael Phelps took some shots at its performance. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Sholly Pittman. A former attorney for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives says proposed federal cuts could hinder the agency's ability to keep up with key regulations and affect public safety. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection has more.
One ATF responsibility is conducting inspections to ensure gun dealers sell firearms in accordance with federal law. Pam Hicks, a former chief counsel at the agency, says ATF has already struggled to meet inspection goals with not enough resources. The Trump administration's budget cuts would reduce regulatory enforcement by 40%, which Hicks says would only add more limitations to an underfunded agency.
If criminals are using those dealers to acquire guns, law enforcement is less likely to discover that before guns get used in crimes and are more likely to discover it after guns get used in crimes. That is obviously not good and very dangerous.
Hicks says firearms tracing is a critical ATF function to help solve firearms crimes and detect trafficking. According to the ATF, in 2022, more than 8,000 firearms were recovered and traced in Wisconsin. ATF is also required to inspect explosives licensees every 3 years, which Hicks says also drains resources from inspecting gun dealers. She says the entire ATF budget before cuts was less than $2 billion. Hicks argues the cuts would provide minimal cost savings and reduce public safety. She sees this as a contradiction to a Trump administration stated goal of making America safe again.
To be clear, I do think they genuinely are interested in doing things about violent crime. I take them at their word on that, but their budget submissions just don't align with that. And I'm not sure why.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, some hazy sunshine, highs around 80 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, mid-50s. Smoky sunshine for Sunday with highs in the low 80s. 58 Sunday night, 82 your high on Monday. Highs to the mid-80s on Tuesday.
Right now, it's 68.
Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, join us Monday for an important show. Measles is on the rise, vaccinations are down. We talk to the folks at Wisconsin Watch what that means for you. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the big high school sports show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
What's up, Wisconsin? This is Raised in Wisco, your show about everything great about the great outdoors, the great state of Wisconsin. My name is Joel Clayfish. I have the honor, privilege, and all-around fun time hosting Raised in Wisco, along with...
Ooh, I have a question.
Wow. I was just going to give you the most power intro you've ever received, Danielle. And
you do that every week.
Okay.
But
do you have a problem with my intros?
No, it's a great intro. Listen,
okay.
Listen.
All right,
do you
need to be separated?
Ladies and gentlemen.
In
this corner.
That's what I was going for. Can you do it like an announcer in the ring? The ring?
Sure. Are you ready?
Yes.
Well, why don't I introduce you like like in the corner of the ring?
Should I stand up?
And in this corner, weighing
172.
Wow, I really screwed myself on that one, didn't I?
She asked for
Holy cow.
I have no shame.
Ladies
my
and gentlemen, in this corner, weighing in at 175 pounds,
72.
The welterweight from Wauwatosa, the machine gun from Madison.
Milwaukee. Manitowoc.
Oh, gosh, that was funny.
The chainsaw from Chippewa. Danielle Fairman.
Woo!
How was that?
Fantastic. I like the chainsaw from Chippewa.
I don't know.
Danielle is
like
a chainsaw.
Chainsaw this weekend, so I'm going to be saying that in my head.
Danielle Fairman, if you are new to the show, and welcome if you are, we are Raised in Wisco. We're heard throughout the state on civic media stations, 23 of them in every major city in Wisconsin, across the borders, and we love having you with us. We appreciate it so much when you join us. We talk about food. We talk about what you can do in the outdoors, hunting, fishing, hiking, kayaking, camping, rock climbing, sticking your hand underwater to catch catfish with your hand.
Noodling with your
noodling.
Hand or
is that
a fork?
What it's called? That's right. My type of noodling, I'm Italian, so noodling for me is like eating pasta.
With a fork.
With a fork. That's right. Stick a fork in me, I'm done. And this show would not be this show without the fame-acclaimed, award-winning culinary creator from...
Chippewa.
From where?
Cudahy.
Cudahy.
Cudahy, yeah.
The Cudahy good culinary one, creator.
Cudahy.
Chef. Chefery Ellie Lawton. Chef.
Okay.
Wait, okay. Why did she cheer for me?
I'm weighing in at the same class as Danielle.
And I'm actually really excited about this show because Chef Lawton's got fantastic ideas for recipes today. I'm excited to talk about. But first.
Do I?
Yeah. Well, you kind of gave me a hint. I don't want to give it away. I'm going to leave that tease to you.
It's a secret.
But I think it's a subject that hits close to home and in the hearts of everybody from Wisconsin.
Oh,
we're
going
to get
sure
to that. You're going to get excited about it. I'm excited about it. I'm excited tonight because show contributor Megan Salazar is here. Whoop. Megan Salazar is going to be announcing the winner of our contest, our bag and tag your swag contest. I just made that up. I think
that
works. Oh, my
goodness.
That
was nice. Beautiful. Wow. Congrats on that.
Thank you, Dan. Appreciate it. At least I got someone on my side tonight, Dan. Thank you. From the Peanut Gallery. Also, Megan's, can we call him your significant other?
Oh, no. Everybody look online.
Is there a label yet?
You have to ask him.
Oh,
okay. Dave's face is red. Dave, blushing.
Whoa, let's make this official on the radio.
Blushing. This is so
all right.
exciting.
Better than than Facebook official. Better than Facebook official.
2 weeks in a row, you got me.
Official.
The downpour from down under, Dave Sella. More importantly, Megan Salazar's beau. BEAUX. That's precious. But no offense to Megan. You're not here because you're her boyfriend. You're here because you know lots about outdoors and hunting and fishing and stuff like that. So welcome to the show.
Yeah,
glad
we are
going to
talk
here.
About your relationship the whole episode. Or
yeah,
the whole
no.
show. we could.
Well, we might.
I mean, we could.
How do you know we're not? We might.
We could.
And of course, Noah Morris from Morris Original Productions is here.
But why am I so sweaty now?
Because it's hot in here. I'm a little bit sweaty too.
That's what happens when people are put on the spot, Megan. You were blushing. He was blushing. It was just
adorable.
It was
a beautiful blush.
It was effing precious.
Oh, a little leg squeeze. You know what that means?
Oh.
I want to talk, though. One of the reasons I'm actually really
Meg's
excited.
Never coming back.
Bandit is in the studio tonight. Bandit has made his return. And I'm watching. I have a perfect angle of the sun coming in. And Bandit's standing there. And hair just falls.
Oh,
like a light
man.
Rain shower. Yes. Hair falls from Bandit.
Bandit, say nope. hi.
From
Look
Bandit, hair falls to the floor. This is pretty much, I hate to say this, they got the school supplies out. I saw Halloween supplies at a store.
Oh, like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, don't say yay. It's too early for Halloween.
No, not for Halloween.
It was July.
Yes.
Season.
Yeah, that's what, thank you. That's what I'm getting to. We
Megan,
still have the entire
hunting season.
Oh, yes.
We have the entire month of August left, but now is the time to get ready. That's why Dan Tim from Whale Tales is here.
Hey.
Let's see. The archer from Arkansas. No.
No, nope.
The archer from what?
Asherpin.
Hey.
The archer from Asherpin, weighing in at 347.
No. 222.
I was going to say kilograms.
Okay.
Doesn't
like
that convert appropriately?
I think that's worse, actually.
None of us are good at math.
I think that puts me around 600 pounds, Joel.
You could be on that TV show.
My 300 kilogram life.
That's it.
That's nice.
There you go.
Good to be back.
Dan is here. Great to have you back on the show. And what I'm excited about is you work for an archery outfitting company.
That's right.
And one of the things, and Kyle, who owns Whale Tails Archery, good guy. I've been in there. Matter of fact, you have outfitted me in a pair of my hunter hikers that I've been wearing religiously when I hunt. Very, very comfortable shoes, Crispies. From my Italian heritage, very most likely made by one of my relatives, I think.
Of course.
Oh, my goodness.
Quality craftsmanship.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Quality craftsmanship in every
lace. They sound crispy.
<They're>...
Nice.
So when you're crunching in the woods, where are your Crispies? Dan Tim, you are a hunter.
Mm-hmm.
You're
That's
an
right.
outfitter. You're all an all-around nice guy. But what I want to talk about is now we're into August. And I think... when August hits, there's two types of reactions from those who use the outdoors. There are those who still think it's summer. And then there are those who cannot get their head out of the woods or the fields.
Mm-hmm.
And you're probably one of those. I think most of the panel here in the fishbowl are folks like
Bandit
that.
Included.
Including
yes.
Bandit.
Waiting for September.
But it is not too soon, is it, to get out there and get outfitted. What is important right now that you should be doing as somebody who wants to hit the woods at the beginning of the hunting seasons? You got... early goose and teal season, September 1st. That's 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. 3 weeks. Oh, I can't wait. It gets my skin to stand up. It really does. You've got deer hunting starting
like 40
in five
days,
weeks.
40 days away, I think.
What do people days, need to be days. Doing?
Shoot your bow if you're a bow hunter, first and foremost. At least get your equipment out and look at it.
I do a lot of looking at it.
Yeah, that doesn't
help my shooting.
Yeah, make sure you have everything you need, and then and get out and become proficient with it again. If you haven't recently, now's the time. You know, if anything looks, feels, sounds wrong with your equipment, you know, folks like us around the state are happy to help. But, you know, there's a large number of avid outdoorsmen in the state of Wisconsin, outdoors people in the state of Wisconsin that all want to get ready here in the next 5 weeks for everything they need. You know, you might have your eye on a certain piece of equipment, and the more you see, the more you know about a specific piece of equipment, so does everybody else. Mm-hmm. So stores sell out, manufacturers sell out of various items. The new hot shiny thing that you might want could be gone.
What is the new hot shiny thing this year?
It depends.
That's a great question.
Yeah. So, I mean, saddle hunting is always hot. That's kind of...
I bought one last year.
Yeah.
Have you used it yet?
I tried.
Okay. Well, for those who don't know...
Sounds like we need to get into that.
...and aren't experienced in that, like me, what exactly is saddle hunting?
Sure. So, saddle hunting is just a lightweight, mobile version of getting up in the tree. Lots of run and gun, or people that are going deep into the woods, you know, they want to put their equipment in a tree and get it out the same day. It is essentially a harness, some climbing sticks, and a small platform. So that's basic level understanding of it. There's, of course, some other things involved.
I'm going to go ahead and say no thank you.
Yeah, Megan and I, we pass on
I'm
that.
Out.
See, they have
I'm
multiple different types of saddles, so that was my situation.
If it's going on. But all I'm
saddle
passing.
Ladder stamps.
Yeah.
Yes.
Saddler stamps. Saddle
climbing.
Stamps.
Tiny little platform, but I had to find the one with the back. You had to find one with the backrest too. Because that was my situation. I had one where it just covered the bum.
Yep.
And I'm just standing there and I'm getting like I fall asleep.
Yeah, so, I would be.
And then my back hurts. I'm like, okay, well, I need something for my back. And then they actually make that.
If you're thinking about trying saddle hunting, now is the time to go talk to people. Because you can learn. I mean, you can go down any rabbit hole on the internet and, you know, learn just about anything you're trying to learn. Mm-hmm. But sorting through kind of who's paid to present this information and what's actually real can be difficult, too.
So, Dan, your message is, overall, people don't wait until the last minute.
Please don't wait.
And don't get mad
minute.
If you wait till the week before and you go to hook up your bow and you're missing a piece and you guys are out of stock because people are getting in and getting prepared now.
New strings and cables on your bows, on your crossbows. Now is the time. You know, the custom ordered strings and cables, usually anywhere from 2 to 3 days to 6 weeks out from different manufacturers.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So 6 weeks out takes us into the season.
Yeah. Holy
yeah, it
cow.
Does. Yeah.
We're talking
Ooh,
about
I'm going to get
already.
My bow ready this week.
Please.
Well,
what bow do you have?
Matthews.
Oh, you say
that. Yes. I'm going to tell you what.
I wish I knew that.
Megan,
she has you.
I don't
you gotta look on your face.
But apparently I'm going to have to start because I was told that I need to. So
yeah.
what do
yes.
I even do?
Yeah.
Oh, ooh, wonderful.
That's a great
guy.
Question.
Megan,
what does somebody what does somebody do at this stage of the game if they want to get into bow hunting?
I would say, again, you know, stop at your local archery shop. There's usually somebody there that's willing to walk you through the steps on what it takes to get into it and get you into the right equipment. You know, it can be intimidating to walk into some of these places, but I promise you it's not as scary as it seems. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some of the big box stores have a way of having more people to take care of than they do time in the day. So, again, big plug for the local archery shops, full of experts that are willing to help out and answer all of your questions, spend the necessary time with you to make sure that you leave comfortable with your equipment.
Mm-hmm. That
and
is great advice.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to go in alone because when I started bow hunting, nobody in my family bow hunted, and I walked in by myself. Everyone was super kind. I got to test out a bunch of bows. I went the whole day. It was fantastic. Great experience. So go to the local archery shops. Don't be afraid to walk in because it's their passion. So go and do it.
Yes. Yeah, good point, though. Like, definitely set aside a block of time to do it.
Yeah.
Because it's a big decision, and the equipment is all relatively similar but also different. Mm-hmm. So you're going to find what works best for you, and don't let anybody push you into something. If you don't feel comfortable with it, take your time.
Mm-hmm. I think That is key. Take your time. Make sure you're comfortable with the equipment. Get shooting. You got plenty of time to do it yet to get out there this bow season. I think that's great advice. I can't wait to talk about Weekly Wiscos because guess what's happening this week? The State Fair. We're going to talk about fair food. Woo-hoo. I can't wait. This is Raised in Wisco.
Falls Radio, WXCO.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
One of the most basic things that a free people could want, not going bankrupt because of healthcare. If it sounds like I'm banging my head against the microphone, yeah, it's that we are having this discussion about having to hold benefits for people because they didn't have proper health insurance coverage, because they're threatened with bankruptcy, which again happens in no other developed country in the world.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
This is Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish. Sitting alongside of me, the bruiser from Bayview, Danielle Fairman.
What? I don't know if you want to call a lady a bruiser.
If they're a boxer, that's a great
name. I feel like
name,
that means I'm aggressive. I think that means I'm aggressive.
Oh, I thought that means you're like pretty big.
Oh,
like
I don't
a bruiser,
know.
The you bruiser. Know? Like,
no, I think it means you bruise people up when you're in the ring.
Really? Wow.
Maybe.
I'm not a boxer.
You want to find out?
Hey, look. I'm just winging it over here. I'm doing the best I can with what I got.
We all are.
Chef, official chef of Raised in Wisco, Ellie
Lawton.
Also
a bruiser.
Also the bruiser from where else be in Wisconsin? Bloomfield? Is that a, sounds like
Bayshore?
A.
Bayshore?
Bloomer. The bruiser from Bloomer.
Wow.
Sure, why not?
Look at me go.
And I'm really excited today. We got Dan Tim from Whale Tails Archery. We've got Dave Sella, who's here, expert marksman bow hunter. She slays some major deer. Megan Salazar, contributor to the show. I mean, we got a packed studio here, but I love it that way. I like when people are chipping in and chiming in because I'm going to start off the Raisin Wisco. We're a segment late for the Raisin Wisco, but that's okay. This week, my Raisin Wisco is something I have.
The Weekly Wisco.
The Weekly Wisco.
Yeah, you said.
The Raisin Wisco. The Weekly Wisco.
The Weekly Wisco.
Which I have not yet experienced this year, but maybe I'll head out there next week, is the Wisconsin State Fair.
Woohoo, yeah.
I've been to other state fairs, and let me tell you, like the song in the movie State Fair, our state fair is the best state fair.
There's a movie.
It is. Oh, it's a play. It's a musical, actually.
Oh, okay.
But our state fair is absolutely incredible. There's something there for everyone. And if you are an outdoorsman, an outdoorswoman, there's so much outdoors activities, including trying to catch fish. They've got one of those little trout ponds. You can try to catch fish there. There are outfitters there and just really cool, awesome Wisconsin stuff. So that's my Weekly Wisco. Dee Fairman, what do you got for yours?
JK Clayfish, mine is trails. I have talked about alltrails.com before, and Josh and I went on there previously, and we looked up the top 10 best trails, and Ice Age Trail at the Lapham Peak came in at number 10 out of all of Wisconsin.
Yes,
it's fantastic.
Great.
So
you can ride horses there.
Ooh, even better. Mm-hmm. We're starting from our bottom up 10-1. So next week we're going to the Balanced Rock Trail in East Bluff.
Heck yeah. Get out there, use Wisconsin's trails. They are incredible. Chef Lawton, what do you got?
I took the I-94 trail to Madison because it has been very hot out. So I did my winter activity in the summer. I took the I-94 trail to Atomic Antiques and did a little antique shopping. So my Weekly Wisco was actually inside. If you guys have not checked out that store, it's fantastic. You can spend all day there and you can spend all your money. It's wonderful.
That sounds fantastic. As you can tell, I love antiques. Megan Salazar.
We went up to Ocano to go
Who's
catch.
Who's we?
Dave and I went up to Ocano to catch walleye.
Oh. Okay, now, Megan, how romantic.
Megan and Dave.
Oh, my God.
The funny part, Megan's from all over the world, really. She's lived in Hawaii.
But I lived in Ocano.
Well, because you say that with a very thick Wisconsin accent. We went up to Ocano.
I love Ocano.
She's from Greentown.
But somehow she managed to get a half cousin in Oconomowoc, Wisconsin.
Yeah. On my way, half.
That's perfect. That sounds great. What about Dave? You can share Weekly Wiscos if you want.
Oh.
That would be precious.
No. You did.
So here we are. We're out fishing and everything, and Megan ends up catching a slammer of a sheep's head.
Nice.
This thing was huge.
I think they're beautiful.
And she's like, are we going to keep it? And my jaw dropped, like, what are you talking about? And she's like, well, can we try it? I'm like, yeah, we'll throw it right back in the water. And she ended up making me keep two sheep's head and what was the other one? Catfish.
Perfect.
And we got back to the cleaning station, and those two sheep's heads were cleaned up so fast.
You were afraid of people seeing you.
I was looking over my shoulder like, what's coming in here? And then I looked over my shoulder, and a couple of guys brought some fish in.
Don't be a scared, because we ate before this show, and Megan made the most unbelievable green curry fish over rice. Mm-hmm. And that sheep's head was absolutely, it might have come out of the water like a lion, but it went down like a lamb, that sheep's head.
She made me try it right away, and I was like, all right, I'm not going to tell her how it was because it was really good.
Yeah,
I can't say it because, you know.
I think you need a shirt that says Sheep's Head Cleaning King on it.
Oh, Lord,
Dan, Tim, what do you got?
I'm gonna stick on theme here and just with the local club archery shoot. So we've been going out just about every week. The local archery clubs always host an event for the public where you can change the scenery, get different footing, shoot at different targets under different lighting. Something for everybody with comfortable ranges and different stakes where you can shoot to your ability as well. We went out recently, Tyrol Basin, Madison, shot the Beast Mode course. So you're going up and down the ski hill.
Awesome. I want to do that so
long
bad.
Range
shots.
Yeah,
that sounds so fun.
And quick shout out, wiarchery.com. Great resource for every shoot
in the state of Wisconsin.
So, that's awesome. Yeah. Yes, it is not too early. We're going to talk a little bit more about kind of food plotting, how you should be getting any land ready. We're going to have on our next show, we're going to be talking about land permissions, how to get those, the best keys to that. I'm really excited about that as well. And we're going to bring in our cooking segment early because I can't wait to start talking about state fair foods. We're going to talk about our favorites. We want to know yours on Raised in Wisco.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Matt Nair on air.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. There's a manhunt on in Anaconda, Montana for a military vet. Police say killed four people at a bar. This man says the suspect was odd.
I always claimed the CIA, if they knew he was here, that they would come get him. But we all just thought he was just kind of nuts.
The stock market tumbled yesterday amid President Trump's new tariffs on a weak jobs report. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
This confirms what we have been hearing and just the feeling that there has been a labor market slowdown. People are taking longer to find a job. Less people are quitting because they feel, well, I'm not going to be able to go out and find something else. And so it really showed up in the data.
Now to space, where a new crew arrived at the International Space Station after a 15-hour flight.
We are so happy and excited to see your smiling faces. And Gina, Oleg, congratulations on your first space flight.
CBS News Brief. I'm Allison Keyes.
The Brewers still on top. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers face the Nationals in game two of their three-game weekend series in Washington, D.C. Last night, the crew won 16-9. It looked like batting practice. Home runs for Andrew Vaughn. William Contreras with a home run and a career-high five hits in a single game. Blake Perkins with two home runs. The Cubs won at home, 1-0 over Baltimore, in a game that was over in just 1 hour and 49 minutes. NFL family night tonight at Lambeau Field. Over 70,000 expected to attend. New linebacker Isaiah Simmons played for the Cardinals and the Giants before joining the Packers. Reminds of being in college at Clemson.
I ain't never had that many home fans at a game coming from Arizona and New York. It's just pretty cool. Like I said, it reminds me a lot of Clemson. Like our spring game, we would have like 50,000 people there. You know, it's just really giving me a feeling of like kind of being back home at Clemson, which is a really good thing.
As Packers linebacker Isaiah Simmons with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Stephen Colbert has a few months left as host of The Late Show after the announcement he was let go by Paramount a couple weeks ago. Last week, former Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris appeared on the show and was asked by the host who the leader of the Democratic Party is. When she didn't answer to his liking, Colbert held her feet to the fire, and she finally said there are a lot of leaders. Sigh. Hard to believe the party is struggling. Harris was on the show to promote her book, 107 Days, which chronicles her whirlwind run for the presidency in 2024. And just like that, there will be no more Sex and the City, according to Variety. After six seasons of the original, two feature films, and three seasons of And Just Like That, series creator Michael Patrick King says the franchise is finally kaput for the time being. Sarah Jessica Parker paid tribute to her character, Carrie Bradshaw, with a montage on Instagram. The franchise finale will air August 15th on Max, or whatever it's called now. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, some hazy sunshine, highs around 80 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, mid-50s. Smoky sunshine for Sunday with highs in the low 80s. 58 Sunday night, 82 your high on Monday. Highs to the mid-80s on Tuesday.
Right now, it's 70.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show.
If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow. On Monday morning, Up North News reporter Selena Heller will talk to Jimmy Cuska, Jane Mattinair.
And me.
Oh, that's Dr. Kristen Lyerly. She'll be here too.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Raised in Wisco is your one-stop shop for everything in the great outdoors of Wisconsin. My name's Joel Clayfish. Sitting side saddle is Danielle Fairman. We've been together for many, many years hunting and fishing the great outdoors of Wisconsin,
and
Danielle.
And we'll continue to do that.
And we will continue to do that. And, of course, our culinarian, the culinarian crusher from
Caledonia.
Good one. Chef Ellie Lawton, a classically trained French chef who takes...
Bonjour.
Wow, you've been working on your French, I see.
Just that one word.
You know, George Ermert, who is the number one listener to the show, asked me about that today at lunch with him, and he said, how is Ellie's French coming along? And now I can report to him...
Well, George, it's still about the same.
You are nearly fluent.
Nearly.
Bonjour.
See. I like to mix them up like my ingredients.
That's not French.
I know.
Lo siento. So we love talking about food. We love having you along, and you can listen to Raised in Wisco on all your Civic Media stations throughout Wisconsin, 23 of them. But Super D, Danielle,
yes. Hello.
If they miss the show live on Saturdays at 11, how can they catch it afterward?
You can catch us on Facebook, Wonderful Facebook Live. You can see everyone's faces go red at the beginning of the show.
Ooh,
for some weird reason. Yeah. You can also find us on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, and maybe soon to be Instagram. We have our Megan Salad Bar.
I'm working on it. I screwed up this week.
Megan Salazar.
I really screwed up this week.
Megan Salazar is our media czar. Megan Media Czar Salazar. She's working on our Facebook and Instagram. In fact, let's do it. Let's do it right now. Megan's been running a contest for swag for the Wisconsin Waterfowl Hunters Expo. Megan?
Yes. We have a winner.
Drum
we have a
roll,
winner,
please.
Winner, chicken
we
dinner.
Have a winner, winner, chicken dinner. And who is the winner?
Dale Steves from New London, Wisconsin.
Dale Steves from
my old other old stomping grounds, by the way.
Where have you not lived?
What? By the way,
you don't know where New London is?
It's right next to Old London.
It's between Shiocton, Wapaka, and Bainville. On the Wolf River. I lived on the Wolf River. It was fantastic.
I'd walk outside
my backyard and I would catch little baby sturgeons.
Oh, wonderful.
That sounds great.
Sorry you had
little
to leave
French
that.
Fries.
Yeah,
also, the sister city to Dublin, I think, for Irish days. So if you ever want to go to St. Patrick's Day, London is the place to go.
I prefer actual
Dublin.
Yeah, me too. However, it's great.
It's great.
It is.
I believe it.
It's a great place. Well, congratulations to our first ever contest winner. We will see you at the Wisconsin Waterfowl Association.
Come find us.
What do they win, Megan? Us.
Oh, you win a hat with our new Raised in Wisco logo. You get right wing sauce and 2 tickets to the Wisconsin Waterfowl Association Waterfowl Hunters Expo August 22nd and 23rd.
Awesome.
It's not 23rd and 24th.
No, it's 22nd.
Check your calendar.
Friday, Saturday.
Well, I better know the dates because I'm really excited about this. We'll be up there I have the honor and privilege of being one of the cooks for the Foul Life Provider Series. Of course, Chef Lawton is the official chef of the Foul Life Provider Series Eat Wild Editions that you can hear on our podcasts. We will be up there cooking for folks, and I want to be clear. This event sells out. It's free, but it's standing room only every year because we hand out free food. Believe me, I am not under the mistake that they're coming to see me. They're coming to eat. And this year, we've got Chef Lawton with two very surprise, awesome dishes that you can see how to make quick and easy and get free samples at the Wisconsin Waterfowl
Hunters.
Free samples at
the Women's Zone.
I didn't want to skip that over. Danielle Fairman will be there.
Yeah, the Women's Zone. I'll be there with Megan as well. A whole bunch of other inspirational girls. But we also have cooking segments with free foods.
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic. I cannot
wait.
Megan,
talk about free tickets, too, for the ladies.
So if you are a lady, if you want free tickets, just message us on our Facebook, and I will give you the code to get you free tickets to get into the Wisconsin Waterfowl Expo.
What Facebook?
Raised in Wisco.
Perfect. What other Facebook would they be looking
also,
at?
Also,
the waterfowl one.
If you want to come to the banquet's on Friday night. So purchase your tickets on wisducks.org.
That's fantastic.
Wonderful.
Folks, there are a lot of benefits to going and following our Facebook page, our Raised in Wisco Facebook page. Please get on there and do that. And you will be able to win giveaways that we have throughout. And you'll better than that, you'll be informed. You can pop up the links on there, and you can see photos of the goofy scenarios we put ourselves in on a regular weekly basis.
And all
and recipes.
And recipes, that's for sure.
Again, I messed up this week. Sorry, my bad.
That's okay, Megan.
No, not worried about that. Dan Timm is here, an archery expert, and we were talking about what to do for prep for the hunting season, which is literally now around the corner, 3 weeks away.
So close.
And I want to ask you about an odd question that makes some of us uncomfortable. Every year you hear about folks who have heart attacks, who have problems in the woods because they're not fit at all. They're not ready to head out. And that first time they head out, they forgot how long it took to walk to the deer stand. They may have forgotten what it's like carrying bags of decoys to the middle of the field. Do you have any advice? I mean, you appear to be a fairly fit dude, especially
that,
for
Joel.
A Wisconsinite. Yeah. You got a very full beard, which I appreciate.
Thank you.
As well. It's very full. We have bearded men here in the studio today. What advice do you have as somebody who works for an outfitter who sells, you know, equipment for fitness, for being comfortable and safe in the outdoors?
I would say the preparation comes in the planning, right? So if you know about what kind of scenarios you're going to get into, get out there. And if your walk is a half a mile into the woods, you know, if you're going to train on, pavement, do double or triple that and carry some weight with you. We work with a lot of guys that, that go out, you know, to the mountains, and that's extremely difficult to train in Wisconsin to go out west and hunt in the mountains. Guys do the best they can with putting on heavy sacks, you know, heavy packs and just putting on miles. But
your average hunter, I mean, I can tell you as a goose hunter, as an avid field goose hunter, I never anticipate that pack out after. And you know, a lot of farmers, and you want to respect farmers. And again, you got to listen next week. We're going to be talking about permissions, private land hunting, public land hunting, how to get those permissions, how to treat farmers. But I will say, at the beginning of the season, I mean, my heart is pushed to its absolute limit. You do not realize how hard it is to carry stuff out of a field. And if you got a 100-yard walk carrying 100 pounds on your back, you're struggling.
Right. I think scouting is a great opportunity, too, to get out there now while it's a little bit warmer outside and go find your spots, go look and see if there's deer sign or, you know, if you see the birds in the field, just get out there and get after it, really. Just go check out and see what's going on in the woods or in the fields or on the waters. But if you haven't been to that property where you're going to hunt, I think you're going to have a difficult time. And even if you've been going there for 20 years, every year gets a little bit more difficult if you're not putting in the preparation. And I think the right gear makes a big difference too. There.
Definitely. Like footwear, you want to be comfortable, breathable stuff in talking, the hotter weather.
Yeah. If you're talking about waders too, some of those waders can be incredibly heavy.
So heavy. So hot.
Right. And you get stuck in the muck. That's no fun. Mm-hmm. Right. So, yeah, there's great options. And I would just say, get out and get after it. Start scouting now. You could take small steps and, you know, within a few weeks, you're going to be there.
Yeah, I will at some point tell the story of almost dying in my backyard in a set of waders and having to belly crawl in my underpants for about 200 yards. That was definitely...
You don't want to share that story now?
No, we don't have time right now. Listen to a future episode, but we'll tell that story. My advice along those lines is take it easy.
Take it easy.
Do not overly push yourself. Number one, no harvest is worth dying over, number one. Number two... When you think, if your buddies are ahead of you, I hunt with a lot of younger hunters, and a lot of times they're doubling me up in and out of the field carrying gear. Let them double you up. Take it easy. Don't kill yourself.
Yeah, plan ahead. Don't rush.
What I've found is, yes, don't rush.
Well, slowing down is never harmful in the field either.
That's
you
right.
Know? Like,
that's right. You're enjoying the outdoors.
You
slow
never
down.
Scare away the game if you're going as slow as you can possibly
that's
go.
That's a fact, and that is great advice. And when you are coming in and out, you'll be surprised if you hunt regularly how quickly you get in better shape just coming in and out of the field a few times. Now.
Exciting.
Well,
you're
okay.
So excited.
Why do I get most excited, Danielle?
Because at the end of the day, Raisin Wisco is
a cooking show. Yeah. So
we're going to talk about the foods that do the opposite of get you in shape. Yeah.
Leave it to Chef Lawton. We're talking fair foods today. I'm really excited about fair foods. I want to start out, and we're starting the cooking segment early, because I think there's so much to talk about with the Wisconsin State Fair and fair foods that I want to get into it right away. I want to know everybody in the fishbowl's favorite fair food, first of all. I want to know if there's a variation of it you cook at home. I think that's something cool to talk about.
Yes.
But let's start with Dan. Dan, do you have a favorite fair food?
I'm going to be just a little bit classic here and go with the roasted corn and cream puffs.
Oh, cannot go wrong with that.
I look forward to that every time I go to the fair. I know exactly where it is and exactly what to expect.
That's
call
the
me
appetizer
boring,
and dessert.
But it's amazing.
I don't think that's crazy at all. Now, Megan Salazar, you're a bit of a foodie. So I'm curious to see what your fair food favorite is.
You'd be surprised. I love the Wisconsin Product Pavilion.
It's so
no,
wonderful.
I'm not.
It's
I love it.
So good. Like I have to. If anything else, I have to get a potato and honey lemonade.
What about
and then
their
corn?
What about their grilled cheese in the pavilion?
You know, actually, I haven't
outstanding.
Had grilled cheese.
I've had the omelets too,
Megan.
And I've been there 20 years in a row.
Years in a row?
Well, I get free tickets.
Does anything really say more Wisconsin than grilled cheese?
No, but I get cheese curds, and I'm particular about my cheese curds. They got to be the cubes, not the curds.
Oh,
yes.
Interesting.
Okay.
Cubes
right.
are good.
The
all
cubes
right.
are
good.
Wow.
So,
all right, Danielle Fairman. What? Oh,
no.
Wait a minute.
We don't
want
to go to
we
me.
Have
to,
Danielle's
gonna
name
take a
is Fairman.
But this is going to take a minute. I learned something before the show about Danielle Fairman that we're going to have to talk about.
I need an intervention.
Really? Yes.
What's the matter?
She hates the fair.
She said she hates the fair food.
Boy. Fair food's in the...
But
she has the wrong friends.
But hold on. Hold on a second.
Maybe you
just
haven't
have experienced.
Oh, yes. Right.
This
good
is what Ellie
yet.
Was
so
saying.
People
you were
don't...
talking about the produce section. I mean, I don't do the treats. I don't like those. The deep fried food, don't want to do that.
People, don't come after Danielle. She,
lemonade,
she didn't
I do
know,
not like lemonade.
You didn't know about the pork producers, the Cattlemen's Association. Come on.
If there's steak on a stick, I'll eat it.
Oh, yes. Plenty of steak
is.
On
I
sticks.
Steak.
I love the pork chop
steak.
On a stick. That's fantastic. I get that every year.
Oh, my
but
goodness.
Yes, no, I have tried other foods, and it's just, I just eat like two bites.
I feel like this is her
Danielle,
other culinary corner.
We,
she needs to
yes. Danielle,
this is a big one.
Here's what we're doing
mountain.
The next time we get together before a show. We're going to make a fair food and that you're going to be able to try.
All right, I'm in.
Look at just that fast, and it's the cooking segment time. I can't wait.
Calm
I get
down,
to talk
Joel.
About my...
Calm down, I can
it's
see you.
Food, it's jumping my favorite dish. This is Raised in Wisco.
rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. With Governor Tony Evers choosing not to run for a third term, that means we're going to have the first open race for governor in 16 years. We already know who some of the candidates will be. On the Democratic side, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez launched her campaign, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley said he's running. On the Republican side, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and Southeastern Wisconsin Business Executive Bill Berrien are running. Many more are expected to join the race. And it's not just governor that will have an open race. We could see open races for attorney general, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, and state treasurer, too. Couple that with what's happening in the state legislature, no longer under gerrymandered maps, the year 2026 is going to bring a rather unique moment for voters in Wisconsin to determine the path forward on a fresh new era for the state. I know some can be wary of change, but let's embrace this as the real opportunity that it is.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
It's fun to look back and laugh now.
That was a bad day.
There are marriages that have died on less. Our first actual fight as a married couple was about the house rules of playing Monopoly. We've not really played Monopoly since. When you can modify an app, you can modify the rules of the game. Maybe there are times when you are better off just playing the computer. Play something else with your spouse instead.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Scared to check out Raised in Wisco on every Civic Media station throughout Wisconsin, 23 of them in all, from the furthest corner of the north in Hayward all the way down to Racine. Raised in Wisco comes to you through the radio on Saturdays at 11 o'clock. You can check us out on Spotify. Where else, Danielle?
You find us on Spotify, Facebook, YouTube, and Apple.
Yeah, check us out. If you're new to the show, welcome. We love having you. One of the things that I hear about more than anything is the cooking segment. People love the fact that we talk about food. We talk about forage and field to table food. And today we're talking fair food. And that would be, I'd be remiss if we didn't. Chef Lawton came up with a great idea how to bring field to fair to table. And before that, I want Dave, who's joining us, to tell me his favorite fair food.
Davey Poo.
It's got to be something deep fried.
Yeah, well, they got everything you could ever think of.
Ooh, deep fried Oreos are good.
Yeah, they sure are. Deep fried is the key. And make sure that you get yourself back in shape before you after you eat the
hit the gym before and after the fair.
My favorite fair food, I gotta say, I gotta get one of the Italian sausages that's got the sautéed onions and peppers on it. That's my favorite fair food today. Ask me tomorrow, it'll be something else. But Chef Lawton, what's your favorite fair food and what are we cooking today?
My favorite fair food, born and raised farm girl here, is definitely the Cattlemen's Association ribeye steak sandwich.
Ooh.
It is so wonderful and it's sliced perfectly, cooked perfectly, a little salt and pepper. Oh, I eat two of them every year.
Yes, as an appetizer. I have had that. That's outstanding.
Danielle, shout out to all the Wisconsin farmers.
Yes.
Yes.
With
thanks
all
to all
the wonderful
of them.
Yes. Things.
They make the fair the what it is. Around. And you
they make the world go around.
I'd be remiss too if I didn't say I really do enjoy going through all of the animal barns. I don't need to spend all day in the animal barns, but I do like looking at the animals. That's always fun.
Okay.
What are we cooking?
We are making venison corn dogs.
Ooh, that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
I definitely try that.
Okay.
Danielle's on board.
I'm on board.
You guys.
Well, if Danielle's on board, then it's okay.
That's right. Duh. Well, she's a tough one. That's kind of like the Life commercial. Hey, try it, Mikey. He hates everything.
Mikey likes it.
Mikey likes it. So, Mikey.
Hi. Hello.
You're going to try a corn dog.
My alter ego is Mikey.
Yeah, sure. Why not? For today. Run with it, Chef Lawton.
Do you want to talk corn dogs?
Let's
are we
going to
talk to Mikey or what's
my
happening
bad.
Here?
You're on the Mikey right now. Tell us about corn dogs.
Okay, so when I thought about this recipe, I kind of got excited. So there's three different variations for the protein part. So first I'm going to talk about the actual batter, all right?
Okay.
So you're going to do 3/4 cup all-purpose flour, 1.5 cups cornmeal, 1.5 teaspoons baking powder, 1.5 teaspoons sugar, 1/2 teaspoon baking soda. Megan's going to write all this down and throw it up on the Facebook page.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
A quarter
teaspoon cayenne pepper, a little more if you want it kind of spicy, 3/4 teaspoon salt, 2 large eggs, 1¼ cups buttermilk, and then you need 8 wooden sticks, like skewer sticks, okay?
All right.
So that is our... What's wrong, Danielle? Oh, Danielle.
Danielle's getting very excited.
Danielle's getting super excited.
Chinese Wolverine. I can't. You have to be that for Halloween.
Okay. Let's get back on track here.
No.
So you can either have your venison processed into the wonderful venison dogs. Oh, my gosh. They're so good.
Love them.
Or venison breakfast sausage. The ground breakfast sausage.
Ooh.
So,
that sounds like a great idea.
So
we
going.
Do a maple syrup.
Could do a pancake.
You can
batter?
Do it. Y'all, you can take it any direction you want. That's why this is so exciting because, okay, you can just use the venison dog, right? Skewer it, put it in the batter, and then you're going to drop it into oil at 375 for 2 to 3 minutes till it's golden. That's it. Okay. So that one done. So the ground version is to me the most exciting one. You're going to take your bulk ground venison sausage, you're going to form it around the stick, throw it on a sheet pan, and bake it at 350 till it's cooked all the way through. Okay.
Okay.
Let it cool down, and then you're going to do the same breading process or battering process. Put it in the batter, dip it in your Dutch oven with the oil or pot or however you're going to, your deep fryer, whatever, for 2 to 3 minutes.
Can you pan fry these with oil in a pan?
Yeah, you can do. I've done them shallow fry. It's fine. You just have to turn them.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now,
the third version, I actually haven't tried, but we talked about it before the show. Using a venison brat and cooking that and then skewering it. Drying it off on the outside, because we talked about whether or not we were going to take the casing off. I personally would take the casing off before I battered it. You all said that you would just batter it with the casing on. So we're going to try it.
Oh,
and
my
it's
going to
be amazing.
I
like the snap.
I do too.
You'd have
this
crunch, soft snap. Oh, boy.
So this is
the experimentation
recipe that we're going to do and report back to everybody. We're going to do it both ways. And then, of course, we're going to top it with awesome ketchup, some spicy mustard, some fresh herbs, maybe even
right
some
wing sauce.
Right wing
oh
sauce.
Boy.
But also, yeah. I was thinking we could put some street corn on top of these guys.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That sounds unbelievable.
Yeah. Joel's gone.
So
I'm
that's
gone.
That's how we're gonna make the venison broth.
I think I don't know if other people experience this, but how am I full? Yet hungry. why is my mouth watering when
it's
I'm stuffed?
We're friends.
It's because we're friends and we're from Wisconsin. And when you listen to a show like Raised in Wisco, you're going to laugh. That I promise you. But you're going to also learn about taking things from the field to the table in a fantastic way. Look, if you live in the greatest state in the nation, you have the advantage of having the world as your oyster outside your door. There is everything to do in Wisconsin, and we encourage you, and this show encourages you, to get out there, experience Wisconsin's best, and whenever you can, cook it and put it on the dinner table. There is no better way or time to spend than with friends, eating the food that's right here in Wisconsin and experiencing our great outdoors. Thank you for joining us. Next week, we are talking permissions and how to get them and what to do once you got them to maintain them. We love having you along. We'll see you next week on Raised in Wisco.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio. WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by ZipRecruiter.
I'm Allison Keys. There's a search on in the mountains of western Montana for a military vet suspected of killing four people at a bar. Law enforcement is warning people to stay inside. Bartender Jay Sturger.
The fella that supposedly did the shooting has had mental issues for a long, long time, and something in him today just snapped, and it's just a bad deal that happened.
President Trump is defending his firing of the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics after questioning a weaker-than-expected jobs report. CBS's Christian Benavides.
He sat down for an interview with conservative host Rob Finnerty of Newsmax.
There have been a lot of questions, and we fired her because we didn't believe the numbers today.
Top Democrats slammed the move.
What does a bad leader do when they get bad news? Shoot the messenger.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics revealed July's job numbers came in lower.